You can do this meditation either sitting or laying down, whichever feels most comfortable and accessible to you. Begin by closing your eyes. Start to turn inwards and tune into your breath. You don't need to try to change your breath, just notice how you're naturally breathing in and breathing out. There is nothing you need to achieve or become. Feel how the air flows through your nose, how it might feel slightly cool around your nostrils as you breathe in, but quickly becomes warm. Notice how your chest and stomach expands when you breathe in, and how the air moves out when you exhale. Your breath is your life force. You may notice it igniting you from within and lighting you up. Self-acceptance is about the self. But who is this self? Who are you? Let's explore how your self developed. Imagine the moment you were born. The moment you came to this planet as a little baby who had no idea about right or wrong. You just were. You were looking at this world with brand new eyes. Try to visualize yourself as this little baby as vividly as possible. Now imagine that someone would tell you, this baby, that you are not good enough yet. That you need to find a good job later in life. That you need to make enough money or become successful in order to be enough. That you would be worthy of love only if you were to become successful in the future. That you are not enough the way you are now. That something needs to be added to you for you to become worthwhile. Can you imagine yourself saying this to your own newborn child? That they are not good enough yet. It makes no sense to consider the worth of a new human being as being dependent on something that it may or may not become. Can you feel how enough you have been from the moment you entered this planet? You have always been enough. You have always been whole, always been worthy of love. Love isn't something you needed to earn. It's your birthright. For a moment, allow yourself to see and feel the truth behind these words. Now let's slowly move into the future. You're no longer a newborn baby, you're a young child. As you've matured, you've learned about right and wrong and good and bad. Your parents taught you what it's like to be good. You notice that some things cause people around you to react more positively towards you. They praise you and say they're proud of you. Maybe you notice that when you work hard at school, help others, act kindly, get good grades, or look beautiful, you receive positive attention from others. Likewise, you learn that some things you do result in negative attention from others. Maybe you notice that when you fail at school or hang out with the wrong crowd or dress differently, that people react in a disapproving way to you. Soon you learn that some things cause the people around you to approve of you and perhaps even admire you. For a moment, being approved by others feels good. It feels as if you're enough. It feels as if you are whole and that you are loved. But this feeling doesn't last long. And you now need to make sure that after this moment of praise, you continue to get their approval. It's like a drug, and once the effect is gone, you need more. And so you continue to do what will give you that feeling of relief, that feeling of being good or enough. Now I'd like you to think back to you as your younger self that you can remember and connect to this young person. Remember what it felt like to be you at this young age. It might take a little time, but just see how far back you can go and try to connect to yourself as this child. Perhaps you're around 7 or maybe 12 or maybe even older. How far back you travel doesn't actually matter. All that matters is that you connect to yourself at this younger age. As this young child, have there been times in your few years of life where you have felt a need to be approved by others? If you can, allow yourself to go back to such a moment. What do you see? What do you feel? What are you doing to reassure yourself that you're enough? Just see what comes up. Now let's continue to move forward in time. As you grow older and become more mature, you continue to be exposed to a world in which you notice that there appear to be rules for a successful human being. Things that people need to do or become in order to be considered valuable or worthy. You may learn that things like money, status, appearance, intelligence, or power are important. For a moment, try to remember what it was like when you were a teenager or a young adult. Visualize yourself around this time as best as you can. What was important to you at this age? What were you striving for? What did you believe made you worthy, successful, or enough? So far, we've explored what we can call your conditions for self-worth, which are those things that we believe make us lovable or enough. We strive for these things so we can feel that we are loved unconditionally. Most people live in a constant fear of not being enough, and they spend their entire lives trying to live up to the expectations and standards that surround them. These standards are conditions, and so we suffer from what we can call conditional self-acceptance. This means we accept and love ourselves as long as we meet these standards. Now come back to this present moment. Keep your eyes closed, but bring yourself back to where you are. Consider your current life. Are there standards you've picked up during your life and that you are using to evaluate yourself with today? What are they? How do you know these standards are still influencing you? How do you feel when you are not able to meet these standards? Imagine the little child inside of you who was afraid of being unloved, that they might do something that will cause other people to disapprove of them. Visualize them standing in front of you, looking back at you. You can feel the child's fear of not being enough. This child is in deep need of being loved. You have the opportunity now to say something to this child, to your inner child. What would you say to them? What would you do? Can you see that you have always been worthy of love from the very first day you arrived? That everyone is equally worthy from the time they're born until the time they die. As a child, you may achieve very little, and yet you are still precious and worthwhile. And when you're old or ill, relaxed or asleep, or simply doing nothing, you are still worthy. Your worthiness can't be measured, and it can never change. During your lifetime, you may do bad things, but these don't make you a bad person. Similarly, you may do good things, but these don't make you a good person. Your worth is always there, along with your potential to grow and learn from your mistakes. Since you cannot measure or change your worth, There's no point in being concerned about it. As best you can, let it go. You are enough just the way you are. So rather than seeking out your worth, devote your time to learn, explore, grow, connect, and enjoy life. We can't control whether other people appreciate us or accept us, but we can learn to accept and love ourselves. Now, if you're ready for it, you can make the intention to become more accepting of yourself. This is a moment in which you can decide to see yourself for who you are rather than what you believe you should be. To start with, allow yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment. How do you feel right now? Whatever you feel at this moment, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, allow it to be there. This is you at this moment, and that's okay. You're okay the way you are right now, regardless of what you think or feel. Just notice what goes on in your body. Maybe there's tension in your stomach, in your shoulders. Maybe you feel relaxed. You may feel nothing at all, and it's all fine. If you want, you can say to yourself, "It's okay, whatever I feel, it's okay." Let go of the need to mold your feelings into something different. This is you at this moment, and that is enough. If you'd like, you can silently repeat the following phrases to yourself. May I accept myself for who I am right now. May I realize that my strengths don't mean that I am more than others. May I realize that my weaknesses don't mean I am less than others. May I accept my imperfections. They don't define me or take away from who I am as a person. May I feel and deeply know that I am enough now and that I will always be enough, regardless of what happens. May I realize that I deserve to be loved now, like I deserve to be loved when I was born. May I treat myself the way I treat those who I care deeply for. Now bring your attention back to your breath. I want you to imagine a coloured light shimmering in your heart space. It can be whatever colour first comes to mind. You may find it helpful to place one hand on your heart space and the other on your stomach. With every inhale, imagine that light in your heart space growing and expanding, becoming brighter and more powerful. With every exhale, imagine it being absorbed into every cell of your body. As you inhale, you are expanding your love. Notice how it feels to let your love grow inside of you. And then as you exhale, allow it to wash over your entire being, soaking into you and nourishing you at deep cellular level. Continue to do this for as long as feels good to you. And when you're ready, open your eyes.